You are now listening to the Fikemi Adeleju podcast, the home of quality content. Stay tuned. Hey beautiful people, welcome to the Fikemi Adeleju podcast. My name is Fikemi Adeleju and I'm the host of this beautiful podcast. So today, this episode is actually being recorded on my new phone. Yes, you guys, I have been talking about getting a new phone and been talking about getting a new phone for the longest time. Like, I don't know if you've listened, but in some episodes, I could just be like, I could say something like, oh, my phone, because of memory, I couldn't put out something. But don't worry, my iPhone 13 white 256 gig is coming. You guys, my iPhone 13 in Starlight 256 gig came, all right? And it's also related to the topic I have for today. And it's basically just me sharing my testimony, right? If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know I love sharing testimonies. I love sharing the great things God does in my life, right? Because it's so beautiful. And for me, I listen to testimonies a lot, especially when we're having like church programs, conventions. I do not miss testimonies. Like praise and worship and testimonies are like so dear to my heart, because for me, that just hits home and sets the tone for a lot of things. But anyway, so I have a couple of things to share, but I'm going to start off with like a mini life update. The first thing is I've been watching a lot of movies lately. Like this month alone, I think I have watched over 20 movies, I think. And that's because, so I started paying for Netflix at home and I felt, so before it wasn't that much of a big deal because it was like a family general thing. Until I paid for Wi-Fi and Netflix and I realized that I don't even watch it that much. And because they debited me, I just felt the need to watch every movie that came out. So once I find out new movies out, I watch it. I create time because I'm like, when I get the debit at the end of the month, I feel justified. So it's more of a situation of, yep, you deserve to debit me because I have used this account. So that's how it basically has been. And I love it so much because like movies have always been my thing, but I rarely like watched movies because of like school. I was in final year, so I was like really busy with schoolwork and some other stuff. So I felt like my conscience was always bugging me. So whenever I was watching a movie, I couldn't watch it with a clear conscience because I was like, this is when you're meant to be working on like a project or submitting something. Sis, why are you watching a movie? You can't watch so many movies when you graduate. That's what used to be at the back of my head. So I never used to watch movies with like a clear conscience. I'll still watch it because obviously it helps me ease stress, but it was never with a clear conscience. So now movies are like, a couple of things are like therapy for me, right? But one of the major ones are movies. I love movies a lot because it's like for the few hours or few minutes the movie's on, I'm in a different world. That's why I hate being interrupted when I'm watching a movie. That's why I'm up right now at like 2 a.m. because the middle of the night is when no one interrupts me and that's when I can enjoy my movies. Yeah, the way I like to enjoy them. So you most times catch me at the cinema. I'm the kind of person that likes to go to the cinema alone. Right, so I'd rather go by myself than actually go with someone. I don't know why. Like, cinema is just my place. And there are some times when, like, for example, if I go to the cinema on a Tuesday by, like, 10 or 11, most times the cinema is empty and it's just me. And I love it. It's, like, it's so beautiful. And I remember telling someone this and they looked at me like I was crazy. But I was like, you will not understand. So yeah, that's about that. So basically, I've been watching movies a lot more. And to be honest, I've been less stressed. Yeah, to an extent. Another thing is, okay, my fitness journey. So I was going to record another, because I have an episode about my fitness journey, when I started fitness and, you know, when I started my fitness journey, how it started, how I lost 10 kg when I started. And it's been officially a year like more than a year, actually. It was a year in September. So it's been more than a year since I started. And honestly, it's been a roller coaster. I'll talk about it like properly in another episode. But for, I'm just going to highlight the fact that it's been a roller coaster, especially the fact that, you know, it played a lot with my mental health. You know, hitting a year and relapsing. So like at first it was going good, I lost a lot of weight, then it got to a point where I didn't like how I looked after I lost weight. I was like, okay, I don't want to be this slim, like I want to be thick, I want to be bigger. So I started process of gaining weight, but it was more like gaining muscle and losing fat. So I was more on a fat loss diet than like a general weight loss. So I was trying to lose more fat and build more muscle. So I was doing that at the gym and it was working. Like I was growing a lot of muscle. So how I looked before was basically replaced with more toned, was basically more toned look. So like that's what I was like doing and stuff like that. So it was going great. It was going very well until I stopped going to the gym and it messed up my head. Like it really, I'm still trying to find my bearing. It really messed me up. And I was always wondering, like, it's really not that deep. But I had locked the gym and I together. Like the fact that, you know, I had so much structure and I already planned out my day, then it's not, you know, I already had a routine rather. So the fact that I switched my routine really messed with me and I couldn't go back to working out at home because it felt like I was going from grass to grass, literally, and I hated the feeling. Like, I don't know how to explain it properly, but when you experience the gym, I don't know how you'll be able to go back to home workouts. Like for me, I try, but it's not the same, but it's better than nothing. So I still try my best, but it's better than, like, it's just really hard because every workout I do, I'm just like, I need resistance. Like I need, you know, I need to be this, you know, and every time I see people get new PRs, like personal records and personal best, I'm just like, if I was at the gym now, I would have started squatting 160 kg and deadlifting 160 kg. But look at me. I don't even think I can squat my 100 kg walking sets. No, I don't think I can do that anymore. You know, I've just really been hard on myself, but it's been a process, right? It's been a journey of like finding why I started in the first place, because I couldn't even skip anymore. Everybody knows I love skipping, but I was afraid to go back to how slim I was, so skipping was really hard for me. So I'll start new skipping challenges but not see them through because I genuinely wasn't there. Like my mind wasn't part of it because I already told myself like I didn't want to go back to being slim. So, or as slim as I was when I started my fitness journey. So I'm like, what's going on? And I don't want to also lose the muscle and, you know, how I've built myself and like stuff by just doing cardio without any, you know, resistance workouts or lifting heavy. So it's just a whole lot that I was processing in my head and everything was clashing, you know, and it really, really affected me for a while. But I was trying to like, you know, push through, stand strong till a particular day. I think this is the first time in like, let's say 5 years, I felt this way about myself. I felt so terrible. But like, as I said, the first time in like 5 years, I can't remember ever feeling this way. The last time I felt this way was probably in secondary school when they wrote my name on ugliest girl in class in like year 9. That's year 3. And that's years ago, like, let's say 8 years ago. Yeah, almost 10 years ago. That's the last time I felt this way. I felt extremely, what's the word? I felt extremely, I'm looking for the right word, right? Exactly how I felt. I don't think I have the right word in my mind right now to describe it, but I didn't feel attractive. Yeah, I didn't feel attractive. I didn't feel beautiful. Yeah, that's the word. I didn't feel I feel so ridiculous saying this, but I'm just trying to be vulnerable and honest. I didn't feel like I looked like a beautiful lady. I felt I hated myself in that moment. So this lasted for less than 24 hours, actually. It was probably like for 3 hours, 3 to 5 hours. I know because like there were a couple of things that happened in that moment that could like, you know, timestamp with. So I didn't feel beautiful. I hated myself in that moment. I felt like, you know, I had lost myself. And it was also because I was very bloated. I just finished eating. So I was trying to get off from the chair and it wasn't working out. And I felt like a log of wood. I hated myself. I was like, how did I go from being so fit to just being basically and just not being able to lift myself? And honestly, guys, it wasn't that deep. Like, it wasn't actually that deep. But my mind, see, the thing about the mind is when you give it a little, it takes you far. Like, your imaginations run wild. So I had so much going through my mind and I was like, how would I do this to myself? Will I ever be able to get back to being fit engineer for Kemi? Would I ever be able to, you know, I'm just thinking about so many things and it was really bugging me. So I messaged one of my friends, Udo. So he's like my accountability partner when it comes to fitness and one of my closest male friends. And I just started texting him and I was ranting about how I didn't feel like a fit babe. And he's a gym bro, as per gym bro. Somebody that used to squat. I think he squats like 200 kg. Yeah. Or deadlifts 200 kg or more. I don't know. I can't remember. But he's strong. So, and he inspires me a lot. So I was just telling him about how I felt. He didn't even let me finish the text and he was calling me. But I was open to a conversation. I wanted to talk to him about it. But I got interrupted to do something for my parents. So the moments just disappeared, right? And the thing about me is it's not like I don't like it. I have a hard time sharing certain feelings with people generally. It's not like you say, oh, this person's not my friend. I don't know how to really open up. So if I'm going through something, I'd rather tell you about this when I've gone through it. But it's something I'm working on because I tell myself all the time that I would hate it if my friend comes to me after they've dealt with something and they were all chummy with me and smiling with me and I had no idea that they were going through anything. So I tried to speak up about it so at least my friends would be aware. But that particular day, I wasn't having it. I didn't want to talk about it. And so when that moment had passed, right, it was more like, it has to be in that moment. I'm not the kind of person that if I'm in a mood, right, it's something that we can't stall. If we don't talk about it in that moment, I move fast from things. Like, I just shove it to the side and deal with it later. But in that moment, as long as the moment is gone, it's gone. I can't bring it up again. Like, I just let it go and move on with my life. Because I don't like dwelling on stuff. So, he basically sent, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said some encouraging things and he was like, what the hell am I talking about? And then I remember I just knew. And the thing is, I didn't tell Precious because I didn't want her to talk me out of it. So I don't know if it happens to everyone, but like if you're in that moment, right, and you're like in a space mentally that you just want to dwell in and soak in. But then you know if you talk to a particular person, they'll drag you out of it. That's basically how it was. And Precious is my best friend. So she's going to... I know how Precious is. And like most of my friends, they're going to talk me out of it. And I didn't want to be talked out of it. Like I wanted... The devil is a liar, to be honest. Like the devil just really wanted me to dwell in it. And when the devil attacks your mind, once the devil attacks your mind, your whole body goes with it. And it's wild. So in that moment, right, my mind was already losing it. I don't know how, because there was a crack, right? There was a crack. And when there's a crack, that's how the devil tries to come in. So the crack was that I wasn't, you know, I didn't appreciate myself. I didn't feel good about myself. So the devil was trying to leverage that to get into my head. But thank God for God and people around me. So I went to tell. So I was texting and then Precious was like, something is wrong. And she was like, what happened? I was like, I'm just not in the best mood and I don't feel great about myself. She said, eh? She said, meaning what? What are you saying? No, rebuke that. She now started sending me pictures of this book, excerpts from this book about how amazing you are and God said. She was like, I don't want to, you have, and one of my friends, Toby, gifted me flashcards talking about like, God and beautiful like Bible passages that were picked out and she was like, go and read your flashcard. What do you mean? You know what God says about you? I'm like, girl, I know, but that's not what I want to hear right now. I just want to be in that moment. She was like, no, that's not allowed. And that's why I didn't last for more than like 3 hours. Because left, right, like if I had looked left, right, from back, there were people, like soldiers, ready to clear my, like clear me. And it's actually something I'm really grateful to God for, because most people are not privileged enough or blessed to have friends like this who are there. Even when you know, you don't have to say everything with your entire mouth. Oh, ni lati fi gbogbo enu soro. Ha! Yoruba mi won sleek into it, man. But you don't have to say everything with your entire mouth. They get it, right? So it's just really amazing. I'm always grateful. But yeah, basically, that's what happened that day. And what triggered it, to be honest, I think I just didn't feel beautiful. Like, I hated the fact that I had relapsed. I hated the fact that I couldn't lift myself in that moment. I hated the way I looked in that moment. And then I just remembered that how I look now is, like, the same. I'm literally the same weight I was a year ago. But the thing is, now I'm just more toned. I've lost more fat and built more muscle compared to then. Because when I stepped on the scale recently and I was like, how on earth am I 90 kg? How? And I look completely different from how I looked at 90 kg last year. And it just reminded me that I've come a long way. And the picture I'm trying to paint of myself in my head is not real, you know. And hard work is what really matters. Sometimes you just have to remind yourself about these things, to be honest, because we're human. And our basic mind can try to, like, you know, take over. But basically, yeah. Great things have been happening to me recently. The first one is the grace and favor I got while registering for NYSC. So I started this thing on Instagram called Let's Talk with Fikemi, or my personal Instagram. And they've been getting the tea. I'm sorry, guys. But they've been getting the tea firsthand, like the testimonies and stuff. And I've recorded 3 episodes so far. So you should definitely check it out and support your girl. I'm just trying to, you know, tick off one of the major boxes. Right, I had as like a New Year's resolution this year, and that was to make more videos and put my face out there. So for the longest time, I had an insecurity with my dentition, and it was really restraining, right? So I never wanted to make videos. You would never, like, I could make, like, you would not know, because like I can make like short videos and stuff like that, but to sit down and talk the talk without being cautious of my dental appearance, I had gotten to that stage, but like I had to make those videos to actually know that, oh, I am done with this insecurity. So now I can say that your girl has worked hard on herself, and I'm done with that insecurity. And I'm so happy that, you know, I've been able to take that off my list. Yeah. So basically, while I was registering for NYSC, that's the first testimony. While I was registering for NYSC, when it got to the time for me to do my biometrics, the NYSC server stopped responding, and we were basically stuck there. So they were trying the person ahead of me details, and it wasn't going through for a while. We tried for, I think, like an hour. He restarted his system, communicated with them. Still wasn't working out. Then after waiting a while, right, he said he's going to try mine. He was like, well, let me try someone else's details. And when he took it, hey, as a durabere, I started praying. I was like, Lord, if it's not working for everybody, work for me. Like, when they say there's a casting down, I'll say there's a lifting up. Like, I am favored, this thing is going to work. I said speaking in tongues, or tongues that I love, because times like this, I just really need to, I need God, I need the Holy Spirit. So he tried it and it said unavailable. I said, hey, no. So I was still praying under my breath and I was staring at the screen. Then Coach Pete was like, why are you staring at the screen? You've prayed about it and continued what you were doing. So I continued scrolling on Instagram like I was doing before. Completely forgot I was even waiting for something that was loading. And then the man that was attending to us was like, oh, if you came in here, bring your thumb, bring this, bring that. And I was like, what do you need my thumb for? And I was like, oh, it's working. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, wow. I was so excited. I got my biometrics done and everything. And I left after registering on the portal. I left. So the next day, I called him to find out if it was a good time to come get my green card. And then he even mentioned that, after he did my registration on the portal, That was it. No one else was able to do theirs. Like, no one has been able to do theirs till even that morning. I was shocked. Like, I was speechless. I didn't know what to say. All I kept saying was, God is good. Like, God is actually good. I just kept thanking God, honestly. And it's like with my phone, like getting a new phone, right? I've been talking about this since March. I remember when God, we're praying women, right? We're praying. That's a group of friends I have, a group of girls who basically pray together with me. Yeah, like we're partners. We pray together from fellowship, all of that. So we were praying and then I got a specific word to write the exact phone I needed. And I wrote the iPhone 13 white 256 gig. That's what I heard. That's what God told me. That's what I wrote. He said, write the phone you want. And I wrote it. That was the 17th of March. That's what I wrote. And I was so gassed, so excited. My faith was off the roof. So I was like, it's an iPhone. God used to give people with broken legs new, brand new legs. So what is iPhone? That's literally where my head was at. So I had been believing because I couldn't, in that moment, I was like, I don't know if it's because I knew that it's only if God should come down that I'll get this phone, because I did not see any financial capacity, especially after projects and everything. I was like, how is this phone going to appear? She will come from the ground, because I don't know where the money is going to come from. There were just so many I don't knows, but I didn't think about that. So I was just like, see, God has told me to write the phone I want. I've written the phone I want and I'll patiently wait. And in that moment, there were so many options of, because, you know, obviously, like, my phone was even adding to it, was frustrating me a lot with memory and, you know, just generally hanging, like, this phone will restart, all that stuff. So there were options of just getting a new one for the meantime. I said, no, there's a phone that was told to me, and that's the phone. I just need to be patient. So I was patient. And on Monday, which was, I think Monday was 18th, I'm not sure. But I got a new phone, and it was the iPhone 13 Starlight, which is white, 256 gig. And even how the phone came about, like, today, I'm just like, wow. Like, God is amazing. God uses his people. God is beautiful. Like, I'm just so grateful to God, honestly, because he's a source. And, you know, the way I love God, I don't know if it's not because, like, he does things for me or gets stuff for me. It's because of how he genuinely loves me, even the little things. Like, today I was making my hair, and when I got to the salon, there's been issues with fuel, obviously fuel scarcity, so there wasn't light. And they said the lights in that road hadn't been working for, like, 3 days now. And then it was hot, and I had just put on my sunscreen and come into that place. So I was sweating. I was so hot. And I was like, I was going to do braids, Ghana weaving. I said, I can't make my hair here. I was telling God, I was like, how would I make my hair here? And I was asking her about the light situation. And she was not telling me. That's when she told me that it's not been there for days. I just told myself, I said, see, as I'm sitting down here, they'll bring this light. Because me, I cannot make my hair here. Just watch. God will bring this light back. Because he knows me, I cannot stay here. And you know, when I said it with so much confidence, but I didn't deep it. I just said it as per. Enough it happened. Like, I can't make my hair here because it's so uncomfortable. Like, God is going to restore this light. And then next thing, we're about to start my hair. She just started braiding one strand of the twists and the light got restored. And literally the whole salon was shouting hallelujah. And this baby was like, you said, even me, God, I said it's shock. I was like, I know I said it, but, like, it really happened. Like, it's just a really beautiful thing. And in church, our harvesters, right? This month is about faith and how God has just been working, right? One important thing to understand about faith is that you can't ask for something your faith can't carry. So if you want, you know, to do something huge, but your faith isn't meeting up to that request, it can't work because you don't even believe it's going to happen. But when you truly believe, it's like a, you know, it's like our relationship with God. We're saved by faith, like believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's it. If the moment you stop believing that he's the Son of God, you are no more a believer, basically. You can only be a believer if you believe Jesus. So you have to truly believe what you're saying. And that's why our tongue is very powerful, because the same way you pray for great things is the same way you have to be careful not to prophesy bad things to yourself. Like, oh my God. Like, if something is funny, I used to say before, oh my God, I'm dead. You're dead, though. Lord of Jesus. And people could be so dramatic. Like, we'll say you're being so dramatic, but it's just facts, because it's a different thing if you're ignorant of the power your tongue possesses. But when you know the power your tongue possesses and you're now joking, ha, that one's a different level. That one's not ignorance. God, they can't say, oh, it's based on ignorance. This one, oh, more. You know, the same tongue you used to raise people, heal the sick, the same tongue you're trying to say, I'm dead. Bro. God, no, let us see evil. So that's basically what I wanted to share today. It was a mix of life updates and, you know, sharing my thoughts on faith and how it has worked for me. And I implore you to actually practice this. Like, it doesn't just work like me, you have to practice it. So, like, with laying hands on your head when you have a headache, to touching your brother or sister's tummy if they have a tummy ache, to laying hands on your car if it doesn't want to start, those are practical steps you should take. I still try, like, once cooking, she said it don't work, but most times it works as long as my faith can carry. So I truly recommend you catch up on the sermons from Pastor Bolaji on Harvesters TV. It's like all the sermons in the month of November about faith. So you should definitely catch up on them, because it will really give you a clearer perspective to God's word. Yeah. So that's the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I've just been having a very, you know, very chilled November. Interesting November as well, but pretty much chilled. You get to learn more about it later on, you know. I'll be going for NYC soon, by the way, but that's topic for another day. So probably the next episode you'll be listening to, I'll be at camp, or I'll pre-record it because I might not be settled in camp. So let's see. I'll keep you updated. So follow me on my social media pages. That's very important. On Twitter at the Fikemi Adereju with two U's at the end, and on Instagram at the Fikemi Adereju Pod and Fikemi Adereju. So you get up-to-date information on what's happening, because I want to document a lot for NYC, so you guys are gonna see. Yeah? Okay. Bye. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with a friend. Mwah. See you next week.